That's too bad. What's for breakfast?
I was so excited about the cheerleading competition that I couldn't get to sleep. And then when I finally did, I overslept.
I'm coming, Mara. Don't worry, I'll save you.
Oh, my God, Eddie, open the door.
Hang on, my pet Steve Urkel to the rescue. Mara, are you okay?
I'm fine, Steve.
Oh, good.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
Steve, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Let me clean up that mess.
No. No, I'll get it later.
Mara, why did you scream? Well, I haven't heard such a cry of horror since I showed you that picture of me in Speedos.
Oh, please, I haven't had my coffee yet.
I don't believe this. My cheer squad makes the Midwest cheerleading finals for the first time ever, and I missed my bus. Can somebody take me? Dad?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I have to go on stakeout.
Mom?
Honey, I can't miss work without being docked.
Eddie?
Oh, I'm sorry, sis. The E-Man's Babymobile is in the shop.
Steve?
Yes?
Will you drive me to Cincinnati?
My pleasure, baby cakes. I'll go get dressed, and you go do something with that hair. And we'll rendezvous at the Isetta.
The Isetta?
That's what I said.
Steve, could you drive a little faster, please? We're getting dirty looks from old people.
What are you talking about? Why, we're flying, Mama. Look at how fast those telephone poles are whizzing by.
Ooh, I got whiplash. Steve, look, no more polka music until we get to Cincinnati, okay?
All right, no more polka music. Well, I'm going to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, here I come.
Stop it, Steve.
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm going to get me one.
Fat chance, Steve.
Well, I might take a train.
Steve.
I might take a plane.
Steve.
But anyway, I go. I'm going to get there just the same.
If you sing one more note, I'm going to turn your upper lip into a hat.
A little cranky, aren't we? Might I suggest more fiber in your diet?
I'm gonna take a nap.
Yes, Carl.
Behold, the window is fixed. The window that you said I couldn't repair, Harriet. Well, you said I couldn't do the job. But I fixed the window, Harriet. I fixed the window. Me. Now, what do you have to say to that?
I'm proud of you, Carl. You did a good job.
Well, thank you. I deserve it.
Call the repairman, Carl.
Hi, everybody.
Ooh, Mother Winslow, that pen is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. Fletcher gave it to me.
Oh, well, what's the occasion?
No occasion, just an I love you present.
A what?
I wanted to know I care.
Well, why didn't you just tell her? You could have saved a bundle. Somebody else want to talk?
Fletcher tells me how he feels every day. He leaves love notes.
He left it in there?
No. I'm keeping it close to my heart.
Thy kiss, dear maid, thy lip has left, shall never part from mine, till happier hours restore the gift, untainted back to thine.
Huh?
That's Lord Byron, Carl.
Oh, I knew that. I have all his albums.
Sense of that area weather, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thundershowers.
Sleepyhead is back from Nappy Lake.
How far away are we?
I just saw a sign. Cincinnati, 50 miles.
Oh, great, that means.
Yep, we'll be there in 2.5 hours.
Look, I have a headache, a crick in my neck, it's a small car and you're in it. Please speed up.
But I'm going the maximum recommended cruising speed for this vehicle. Any faster would be risky.
Let's just take that risk. Let's just get there.
Land sakes, Mother! Have you taken leave of your senses?
How fast are we going now?
15 whiz! Oh, I don't know! The speedometer only goes up to 30! Oh, God, please! Oh, no! My car!
Did I do that?
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Steve, if you don't change your clothes, you'll get pneumonia.
But I didn't bring any other clothes.
Then you're gonna get pneumonia.
Well, do you have something I can borrow for the night?
Oh, look. There must be something I could burn afterwards.
Here. Oh,
thanks. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Take your time.
Did you get a hold of your mom and pop?
No, the phone's dead.
So is the idea.
What? Steve, the first round of the competition starts at 10 a.m. I have to be there.
Don't fret my pet. The car will be ready. Luckily, the gas station mechanic found the right spare part. Wow, a complimentary shower cap. Things are looking up.
Looking up. First, I oversleep and miss my bus. Now I'm stuck in the Bates Motel with a dead phone and no TV. Things are not looking up. In fact, things couldn't possibly get any worse.
Ready to hit the sack?
I spoke too soon.
Well, good night, Mom. Sleep well.
I will, honey. Fletcher's gonna give me a full body massage.
I don't want to hear this. Let's go, Pumpkin.
After you, sweet stuff.
How about a piggyback ride?
No, you're too heavy. Good night. Do you believe those two?
Yeah, I couldn't stomach another minute of that.
What do you mean?
All that lovey-dovey stuff. It's embarrassing.
I think it's sweet. They're in love and they're not afraid to show it.
Show it? They bludgeon people with it. Oh, after you, Pumpkin. Oh, no, after you, sweet stuff. For crying out loud, somebody get their butt in a Honda.
Oh, Carl, stop it. Instead of making fun of Fletcher and your mother, you could learn from them.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means it would be nice to know how you feel about me.
Oh, come on, Harriet. I tell you I love you all the time.
Yes, you do. But only when we're alone. I'd appreciate it if you'd say it in front of people.
Well, if you... One second. Well... She enters the room. You know, I think that Lord Byron put it best in one of his poems when he wrote, well, a lot of really neat stuff about love. But in conclusion, let me say that I love my wife more with each passing day. She is my heart, my soul, and my everything.
Winslow's got to go to bed now.
Good night, Steve.
Madison, I guess you're just gonna have to sleep on the floor.
Oh, no, can't do. I'm allergic to cheap shag. 10 minutes on this orange atrocity and I'd begin to choke to death.
Well, we wouldn't want that. It'll keep me awake.
Very funny. Look, you've got this big bed. Why can't we just share?
Does shag carpet also make you crazy? Forget it, Steve.
Well, then where am I gonna sleep?
I don't know, and frankly, I'm tired of thinking about it, so why don't you just grab a blanket and go sleep in the bathtub?
But, Ma, this...
Go!
Sleep in a bathtub.
What?
I wasn't the one who overslept Miss Rip Van Winslow. I tried to help you.
I know, but...
Don't interrupt me. Then I drove you here in my car. And were you pleasant company? No.
Steve.
I'm not through. Then you broke my car, and it cost me every cent I got to fix it and rent this delightful room here at the Flea Bag Inn.
Steve, if
you... I'll put a cork in it, Missy. Look, I loved you with all my heart, but just because you don't love me back doesn't give you the right to treat me like dirt. I'm a person, and I have feelings, and I demand to be treated with respect and dignity.
You're right.
What?
You're absolutely right. I'm the one who messed up. But I've been taking it out on you. You were a friend every step of the way, and all I did was complain. I'm really sorry, Steve. Will you forgive me?
Well, okay.
Good night, Steve.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you going?
You take the bed. I'll sleep in the tub.
Oh, hold it, Laura. This is silly. Now, let's be adult about this. We have a double bed and two people. You sleep under the covers, and I'll sleep on top of the covers. And never the twain shall meet.
All right, it's a deal.
Laura, not only do I love you, but I respect you. I would never try to make a move on you.
Oh, come on, Steve. It never even entered your mind.
Absolutely not. Why, if I had one single impure thought, may God strike me dead. Maybe one.
Steve, I'm still so excited.
Oh, me too. After all, your team is the Midwest cheerleading champion.
I couldn't have done it without you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, no thanks are necessary. Oh, shh. It's Morris Pulaski and his Polish All-Stars. Oh, I gotta stop. I gotta stop. Thank you.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television.
Sometimes you just gotta poke her.
And is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.